for you and I in the book of Corinthians. Then we want to look what happens in verse 23. Verse 21. And they were exceedingly sorrowful and began every one of them to say to him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, he that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth, as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? And he said to him, Thou hast said. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body. He took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it with you in my Father's kingdom. Five things I want us to look at hurriedly this morning in this passage of Scripture that we will be able to plant in our minds and maybe fully understand, particularly for the children that maybe do not understand. First of all, he said it is for a memorial. Turn the Bibles, please, to the book of Exodus. In Exodus, we see the pattern. Look at Exodus chapter 12. Remember, the children of Israel is getting ready to go out of the promised land. It's going to be a token, because there's going to have to be bloodshed. The death angel is going to come, it will to every person. And that death angel is going to go by every house looking for one thing, is the blood applied. And they had, each family had to take a lamb. We'll read about the account together. And this lamb was going to be representative. It's going to be a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ that would one day be the perfect Lamb of God and shed his blood for every person that would believe in him. In the sixth verse, chapter 12, the book of Exodus. And you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And verse 11, and thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Verse 24. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass, when ye become to the land which the Lord will give you, according as he hath promised, that ye shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, What mean ye this service? That you shall say, It is a sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered out of houses. And the people bowed the head and worshiped. What a wonderful opportunity it was for Jesus now. As he's going to institute this, he's going to use the same type scenario as the children of Israel when they were given the promise that get your shoes on your feet, you're going to be leaving. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the one that's going to be leaving pretty soon. And he said, before I leave, I want to set up this memorial. First of all, it was a pattern after the memorial that was set up with the first Passover. This memorial, the Bible just told us, is for our children and our children's children, that we may remember. And for thousands of years now, the Jews are still celebrating that Passover. And Jesus was celebrating that Passover. And today, a couple thousand years after Jesus' death, you and I have the privilege of still having a memorial to Jesus Christ for being the innocent, perfect, willing Lamb of God to shed his sins for the sins of the world, all that would accept him. And not only the memorial, but let's look at the method he chose. The method he chose was to institute bread. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. And if any man will eat of me, he will be able to live forever." And then he's going to shed his blood. The method he was going to use was the broken body, and this is memorial, and this is the method that he is going to let us remember it. As the bread is broken, we remember that his body was broken. He was on the cross, and there he was stripped of his raiment, and there he had his hands and his feet pierced, crown of thorns on his head, and he was spit upon. He was despised and rejected. And we remember the method in which he died. And the method he uses for you and I to remember that is the broken bread and, of course, the drink, the grape juice, which represents the blood. And this is a symbol. Not only the method, but let's look at the manner. The manner he has chosen was communion. Because as we're drinking the juice, we have communion with him. And he said as we're eating the bread, memorial, and the method was that as we're eating the bread that was broken, it represents his body that was broken, and this is the manner he chose. And he said, in this like manner, we have communion with him, fellowship with him. And he said, as often as you do this, you do shew the Lord's death till I come. So the method is very clear. He's the one that chose it. And the manner was that we can have communion. As we have it this morning, we're doing this unto him. We break the bread and we eat the bread that represents him. It's us and him. We're not doing it to one another. We are doing it unto him. Communion with him. And not only that, but fourthly, it's for a covenant. Remember, he said it's for a covenant. It was a covenant that God has prepared, that the blood that was Jesus Christ shed at Calvary, when it was applied to our life, the covenant would be that you will be one in me, and I'll come to sup with you and you with me. And as long as that blood is on the mercy seat in heaven, which it always will be, when we come to Jesus Christ, acknowledge our sins, confess our faults to him, confess that we are sinners. That blood is applied to our life. It takes all the sin away. It removes the scar of sin. And all we have to do is understand that we have communion with him. We have fellowship with him. And that covenant, that blood covenant, will forever be upon our lives. And then, fifthly and lastly, he said that he blessed it, which means thanks. And every time we do this, we give thanks to God. Every time we have communion, the method he chose, the memorial he gave, and the manner in which he set it apart, we have communion, we have a covenant, and that covenant cannot be broken. It is a blood covenant, and we give thanks. So these five things are all instrumental in the giving of thanks. We're going to ask the deacons at this time if they will come and we will pass out the bread. And remember, he said, as often as you do this. Paul teaches this in the book of Corinthians. It's not whether or not you belong to Fletcher First Baptist Church. It's whether or not you belong to the family of God. If you are saved and your sins are forgiven, then you can have this communion. It's not with each other. This communion, this covenant, this method he chose, and the memorial he gave is all unto him. And as long as we do this, we do shew the Lord's death till he come. Go ahead and pass it out.